What's up, Tax Savers? I am Tyler McBroom, and welcome to Tax Savers University. So we got some more Q&A that we're rolling forward right now from Instagram, at Tyler McBroom. If you're not following me over there, go send me some messages with questions to get them answered on the podcast. So I've got a question here. What's the number one thing that you've learned about client services from my experience so far? And this isn't a tax question, but it is a good question. I think that the number one thing, at least in the accounting world, is that people get wrong. It is communication. And that is a broad topic, but communication is key because, especially in our field, most people, and this isn't meant to be demeaning or anything, but most people don't understand taxes and accounting. And so they understand what they know, and that is, are you responding to my email? How are you explaining things to me? What is happening with my work? And so where we've gone wrong, where we've had clients upset at us, is if we've been poor at communication, whether we take too long to return a phone call or too long to respond to an email, or we don't explain the results of a tax return. And where we've had people, clients, thrilled with us is when we do our best to speak in English when we're talking about taxes. And so when we make an extra effort to review the tax return and hopefully explain it as best we can in plain English, people just then they feel more comfortable with the results of our services for them. And then, of course, getting back to them timely is key. But just overall, just blanket communication is probably the number one thing that I see where things go wrong or things go really well. And then this one is a little tongue-in-cheek question. If you follow my Instagram, you may have seen this post, but what is an invoice? The post that I had regrammed was, an invoice is a Venmo request for real life. But breaking that down, actually, so invoices, kind of from a taxation standpoint, and we covered this in a recent episode, some people may get confused on when you're taxed on an invoice. So when you send an invoice out, you actually, for most taxpayers, they're taxed on the cash basis, which means you don't pay tax on anything until you receive that cash in hand. And so when you send that Venmo request, it doesn't automatically create a taxable event. When you send that invoice, it doesn't automatically create a taxable event unless you're on the accrual basis. It's when you actually get that cash in your pocket. Now, there's a thing called constructive receipt. So technically, if someone mails you a check, the day that it hits the mail is when you're supposed to receive it in your income. And this is a common gap in around the end of the year when people send checks off on December 31st, and then the recipient doesn't receive it until January 2nd. Still, technically, you're supposed to receive that income and recognize it in your December 31st income. So that's a hopefully reasonably valuable answer to a nice little tongue-in-cheek question. And if you found some value in either of those, please go leave us a review. It would mean a lot to me, or hit subscribe if you're not subscribed already. And we'll see you next time.